The Power of Critical Thinking from the Leonardo Institute. For more like this, visit leonardo.institute. Part 1. Introduction to Critical Thinking. Critical thinking is the key to making informed decisions and evaluating situations objectively. This audiobook will provide an overview of critical thinking skills and how to apply them in everyday life. Question assumptions. We all have biases and preconceived notions. However, critical thinkers actively question assumptions instead of blindly accepting them as truth. Try re-examining your beliefs and ask yourself why you believe them. Seek out facts from reliable sources to support or refute your assumptions. Evaluate evidence. When presented with information, critical thinkers analyze the evidence thoroughly. Consider the source, potential biases, sample sizes, and methodologies used. Misleading statistics, limited sample sizes, and correlation versus causation errors can distort evidence. Treat bold claims with skepticism until solid proof is provided. Consider context. To get the full picture, you must examine the context surrounding information. Study the historical background, cultural influences, and other external factors that may impact the situation. An idea that works well in one setting may fail in another. Understand the whole contextual framework. Explore alternatives. Rather than accepting the first solution, critical thinkers explore many options, brainstorm creative ideas and possibilities, weigh pros and cons of multiple alternatives. This openness to new perspectives allows you to make the optimal decision in the end. Recognize biases. Everyone has biases based on personal backgrounds and experiences. These can subconsciously influence the way we interpret information. Recognizing your own biases and those of others is crucial. Check yourself for biased or rushed thinking. Strive to be impartial and consider issues from multiple standpoints. Put it to work. At work, use critical thinking when evaluating data, considering solutions, and making decisions. Question basic assumptions and strategies. Analyze evidence behind claims thoroughly. Brainstorm creative options before acting. Recognizing your own biases will also make you a more aware, sensitive communicator. In your personal life, critical thinking helps assess health information, financial decisions, news sources, political issues, and more objectively. Be open-minded, think for yourself, and make choices based on reason. The takeaway: critical thinking is a valuable skill that leads to sharper analysis and better decisions. Challenge assumptions, scrutinize evidence, explore alternatives, and check your biases. Applying critical thinking empowers you to evaluate situations through an objective, analytical lens rather than relying on assumptions or gut instinct. Use these powerful skills to make thoughtful choices. Here are techniques for identifying assumptions. We often don't recognize when we are making assumptions because they are so ingrained in our thinking. Here are some techniques that can uncover our hidden assumptions. Ask yourself, what am I taking for granted here? When analyzing information or weighing a decision, train yourself to regularly and consciously question your assumptions. Look for absolute black and white language. Phrases like always, never, everyone, no one, and so on can reveal assumptions that overgeneralize. Examine personal emotional reactions. If you have a strong negative or positive feeling about someone or something, dig deeper to understand if an assumption is driving that response. Consider alternative perspectives. Actively imagine other viewpoints beyond your own that could be valid. The assumption may be whatever your first instinctive perspective was. Talk to others with different backgrounds and experience. Their assumptions likely vary from yours, shedding light on beliefs you hold that not everyone shares. Look for inconsistencies. If your assumption does not align logically with known facts or evidence, it merits re-evaluation. Review the language used to frame problems or ideas. The words chosen may betray underlying assumptions. With practice, you can learn to catch yourself when making unconscious leaps based on assumptions rather than facts. This awareness alone dramatically improves critical thinking abilities, evaluating assumptions critically. Once you have identified a specific assumption, it is important to investigate it further rather than accepting it at face value. There are several angles to approach this evaluation. First, look for the root of the assumption. Does it originate from personal experience, social conditioning, cultural narrative? Understanding the genesis can provide context on why you have this belief. Next, gather objective evidence. What concrete facts either support or contradict the assumption? Facts that conflict with it call the assumption into question. However, beware of only seeking out information that validates your existing belief, that is confirmation bias. Additionally, consider alternative perspectives. How might others see this situation differently, and what is their supporting evidence? Imagine you had a different background. How might that alter your assumption? Opening your mind to other angles loosens the grip of assumptions. Checking your motivations also matters. Are you clinging to an assumption because it feels comfortable or reinforces your worldview? Discomforting truths may lurk beneath assumptions that make us feel good. Moreover, reflect carefully on the impacts of an assumption being incorrect. In cases where stakes are high, extra skepticism is warranted to avoid risk. When lives, livelihoods, or resources are on the line, we must be thorough. With rigorous, open-minded analysis, many assumptions will hold up under scrutiny. But for those revealed to be misguided or limited, rejecting assumptions will bolster critical thinking capacities essential for success. Put it to work. You can implement the process of challenging assumptions in your daily life. At work, question assumptions ingrained in your workplace culture or industry. Sometimes an organization will do tasks a certain way out of habit. There may be more effective modern approaches. Share ideas for alternative approaches and ask for more information about current status quo practices to see if there is a genuine reason for continuing with the status quo. In personal relationships, be aware that even those closest to you have inherent biases and assumptions. Seek to understand their perspectives before judgment. Discuss complex issues compassionately. As a consumer, avoid assumptions that expensive brands indicate quality. Research products objectively based on facts like materials, testing, and customer reviews before purchase. As a voter, question assumptions that all issues have just two partisan sides. Study policies and evidence behind partisan rhetoric before forming positions. Consider individual candidates, not just parties. As a leader, encourage team members to constructively question your assumptions to foster innovative thinking, ideas, and continuous improvement. No perspective is too valuable to ignore. In all areas of life, check assumptions that reinforce socioeconomic, gender, racial, or other stereotypes that can marginalize groups. Get to know people's individual stories firsthand. At every opportunity, catch yourself making assumptions and take time to deliberately re-examine them. The benefits of doing so for your reasoning skills, empathy, and leadership will be invaluable. The takeaway. Assumptions often reside undetected in our thinking and can undermine critical analysis if left unaddressed. Awareness, objective questioning, open-minded investigation, and checking motivations can reveal flawed assumptions that would otherwise go unchallenged. Rejecting assumptions, when warranted, sharpens reasoning, enhances creativity, reduces biases, and leads to more just and compassionate human relations. By applying methods to surface assumptions and examining them in the light of evidence, we take greater control over our thought processes. With practice, regularly challenging assumptions becomes an automatic habit that powers more agile, clear-eyed critical thinking. Part 2. Challenging Assumptions. Critical thinking is an essential life skill that allows us to make reasoned judgments and informed decisions. However, our ability to think critically can be hampered by assumptions, preconceived ideas or beliefs that we hold to be true, without sufficient evidence. Challenging our own assumptions is a key part of thinking critically. Now, we will explore what assumptions are, why we should challenge them, and how to go about identifying and reconsidering our assumptions in order to sharpen our critical thinking abilities. What are assumptions? Assumptions are ideas, perceptions, or beliefs that we presume to be true without concrete proof or investigation. Often, assumptions are made unconsciously based on our upbringing, culture, past experiences, and societal norms. For example, someone raised in a religious household may unconsciously assume that their belief system is universally true. Or someone from a wealthy, privileged background might assume that all people have access to the same opportunities they did. Sharpening our ability to challenge assumptions is a key tool in critical thinking. Additionally, social conditioning and personal experiences shape the way we see the world, and can cause us to develop prejudiced assumptions about groups of people that have little factual basis. For instance, depictions in media and movies can lead to assumptions that certain races or nationalities behave in exaggerated, stereotypical ways, or someone who has had poor customer service experiences with businesses in one neighborhood may incorrectly assume that all businesses in that area offer poor service. We rely on assumptions to help us quickly process information and make sense of the world around us. However, the trouble with assumptions is that while they may provide mental shortcuts, they can also lead to biased, narrow-minded, or downright false conclusions if we don't take the time to consciously examine them. Challenging assumptions is important for several reasons. First, assumptions often reflect inherent biases. Social conditioning and personal experiences shape the way we see the world and can cause us to develop prejudiced assumptions about groups of people that have little factual basis. For instance, someone who grew up without exposure to other cultures may unconsciously harbor assumptions that their own cultural practices are the best or only legitimate ones. Or someone who had a bad encounter with an individual of a particular demographic group may assume that everyone in that group is untrustworthy. Uncovering and questioning assumptions of this nature is vital to overcoming prejudice. Additionally, assumptions can lead to poor decision-making if left unaddressed. In business, leaders may make strategic errors based on mistaken assumptions about customer needs or competitors' plans. Assumptions are also problematic in public policy debates. People may resist proposals for change because they assume current circumstances cannot or will not improve, when in fact, progress may be possible with an open mind. Furthermore, assumptions close us off to new information and perspectives. If we presume we already have the answer, we won't bother looking for alternative solutions. By considering different viewpoints and being willing to admit we may not have the full picture, we can gain insights that assumptions would have blocked us from discovering. In summary, bias, faulty reasoning, and intellectual inflexibility are among the risks of relying on assumptions. Examining our assumptions keeps us accountable, open-minded, and empathetic, all traits of strong, critical thinkers. Consider context and relevance. Evidence does not exist in isolation. Forming an objective opinion requires examining the surrounding context and assessing relevance. Ask questions such as these. When was the evidence or information generated? Is it still applicable in the current context? Outdated material may lack relevance. Is the evidence presented fairly and in full context? Partial or decontextualized information can be misleading. Who is the target audience? Evidence tailored for experts may require more interpretation when presented to a general audience. Does the evidence directly relate to the argument or decision being made? Tangential or circumstantial evidence should carry less weight. Are there cultural considerations that affect interpretation? Cultural biases shape arguments and evidence. By considering context, you can determine if superficially strong evidence holds up under scrutiny and aligns with the specific situation at hand. Put it to work. With practice, the ability to critically analyze evidence becomes an invaluable skill with many applications. Here are some key examples of how you can put your critical thinking to work. News literacy. Apply source checking, logic, and context skills when consuming daily news to cut through partisan bias and misinformation. Seek objective, impartial reporting. Research skills. Use critical thinking when comparing sources for academic research papers to select only the most robust, credible support for your thesis. Investing decisions. Scrutinize financial reporting methodology, data sources, and contextual relevance when reviewing evidence to make smart investment choices. Medical information. Check credentials and impartiality of sources when researching health conditions to avoid unfounded claims. Look for peer-reviewed experimental evidence over anecdotes. Consumer choices. Evaluate product claims against experimental evidence, scientific consensus, and source neutrality. Beware of emotional appeals using logical fallacies. Any situation involving data analysis and decision-making will benefit from employing critical thinking skills to filter high-quality evidence from the rest. The takeaway. In an information-saturated world, being able to objectively evaluate evidence is more crucial than ever. By developing a critical thinking toolkit, asking key questions, identifying logical fallacies, and considering context, we can assess the credibility of information and protect ourselves against manipulation. Just as important as gathering evidence is understanding how to filter and interpret it effectively. Sharpen your critical thinking skills, and you'll find yourself making wise, informed choices rather than being swayed by every passing claim. Part 3. Evaluating evidence. Critical thinking is an essential skill that allows us to make informed decisions in all areas of life. Evaluating evidence objectively is a key component of sharpening our critical thinking abilities. Here is some practical guidance on assessing the credibility of evidence and applying critical thought to filter truth from misinformation. Understand the source. When presented with a piece of evidence or information, the first step is to identify and scrutinize the source. Here are some key questions to ask. Is the source an individual or organization? If so, what are their credentials and potential biases? An expert in the field will likely provide higher quality information than a random online commenter. Is the evidence coming from a primary or secondary source? Primary sources like research papers and official reports tend to be more credible than secondary sources commenting on the primary research. Is the source impartial? Information from sources with a personal stake or clear agenda should be more thoroughly verified through additional independent sources. Does the source provide references or data to back up their assertions? Claims without factual backup are less reliable. What is the track record of this source? Sources that have proven to be accurate and balanced over time tend to inspire more confidence. By carefully considering the source, you can determine if the information is likely to be objective and factual before further evaluating the actual evidence. Check for logical fallacies. Logical fallacies are flaws in reasoning that weaken the credibility of an argument. Learning to identify logical fallacies allows you to filter out poor evidence and avoid being manipulated. Here are some examples of fallacies to watch out for. Ad hominem attack. An ad hominem attack is attacking the character of the person making the argument rather than addressing the substance of their evidence. For example, Jenna dismissed the evidence showing the new policy would help the economy, claiming it was unreliable because it came from a politician she distrusted. Strawman argument. A strawman argument misrepresents an opposing position to more easily attack or discredit it. Here's an example strawman argument. Miguel insisted Charlotte wanted to ban all guns when she suggested implementing background checks, even though her stance was more moderate, making a false equivalence. Another logical fallacy is false equivalence, or asserting that two things are equal when they are not comparable. For example, Ryan argued that drinking caffeinated soda impaired his driving ability just as much as alcohol, insisting the effects were identical. Confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is another type where the person is favoring information that aligns with their existing beliefs while dismissing contradicting evidence. Here's an example. Despite respected journals presenting concerning facts about his preferred candidate, Isaac dismissed them as propaganda and fake news because they didn't align with his existing views. The slippery slope argument. A slippery slope argument makes an extreme hypothetical prediction of doom without justification. For example, Derek's mom refused to let him attend a friend's party, fearing it would lead to him failing school and becoming a reckless partier, without any real evidence to justify that prediction. When you notice logical fallacies, ask clarifying questions to elicit stronger evidence rather than accepting weak assertions at face value. Recognizing fallacies takes practice but prevents poor reasoning from slipping by undetected. Look at the methodology. For scientific or research-based evidence, examining the methodology provides insight into its validity. Here are some key factors to look at when assessing methodology. Sample size. Were conclusions drawn from a sufficiently large and representative sample? Small sample sizes are less reliable. Control group. Did the study have an appropriate control group for comparison and to isolate variables? Peer review. Has the research been scrutinized by impartial experts prior to publication? Peer review adds credibility. Reproducibility. Have the findings been replicated by other studies? One-off results should be viewed more cautiously. Experimental design. Was the study experimental design robust enough to answer the research question and minimize bias? By understanding the methodology strengths and limitations, you can determine how much credence to give the conclusions drawn from the evidence provided. Part 4. Bias in human thinking. Being aware of our personal biases is a key element of critical thinking. Here are tips for identifying biases within yourself and mitigating their influence in work situations and everyday life. Understand different types of biases. Biases are preconceived notions or beliefs that sway our perspectives and decisions. Common biases include confirmation bias, where we favor information that aligns with existing beliefs, and attribution bias, where we make assumptions about people's behavior based on stereotypes. Knowing the types of biases makes it easier to recognize them in your own thinking. Reflect on when biases might arise. Biases often emerge in situations involving decision-making, evaluating information, or collaborating with others. Think about moments at work when biases could sway your judgment, like evaluating a colleague's performance or considering a proposal from another department. In your personal life, biases may surface when debating political issues or assessing someone's behavior. Identify your own biases. When making a decision or forming an opinion, take time to examine your thought process. Ask yourself, why am I leaning this way? What assumptions am I making? Do I have an inherent preference or aversion? Tracing your thinking back to its roots can reveal when biases are present. Also notice moments when you feel defensive or dismiss an idea out of hand. Those can indicate bias at work. Challenge your biases. Once you identify a bias, consciously challenge it by seeking out counterarguments and information that provides alternative perspectives. At work, do extra research and run decisions by colleagues who may point out blind spots. In regular life, make an effort to hear opposing views and reflect critically on your assumptions. Exposing yourself to different viewpoints keeps your biases in check. The takeaway. Checking our own biases takes self-awareness, but is essential for clear-eyed thinking and decision-making. Identifying biases when they arise and challenging them leads to more balanced perspectives. Keeping your biases in check will improve your judgment at work and in everyday situations. Part 5. Availability heuristic. Have you ever estimated the likelihood of something happening based on how easily examples come to mind? You're not alone. This mental shortcut, known as the availability heuristic, is something we all rely on to some degree in our daily lives. Though useful in many situations, over-reliance on availability can also lead to biased or illogical conclusions. By understanding this common thinking trap, we can apply more balanced reasoning in important decisions. What is the availability heuristic? The availability heuristic refers to our tendency to judge the probability or frequency of an event based on how quickly relevant instances spring to mind. For example, if you easily recall multiple plane crashes from the news, you may overestimate the likelihood of dying in a plane crash. In reality, flying is extremely safe statistically compared to driving. But plane crashes are dramatic and memorable events that stick in our minds. This heuristic operates through the ease with which we can retrieve examples from memory. Vivid, emotional, or recently experienced events come to mind faster. We then use this availability of examples as a mental shortcut for judging likelihood in the future. In many routine situations, this saves time and mental energy, but it can also lead to biased conclusions in more important reasoning tasks. How the availability heuristic can mislead. Over-reliance on availability often skews risk assessments. Dramatic events like shark attacks and terrorist acts seem more common than their actual probabilities due to extensive media coverage fixing them in our minds. Conversely, common dangers like heart disease and car accidents seem deceptively unlikely because they happen gradually over time. The availability heuristic also lends itself to convenient arguments based on cherry-picked examples rather than comprehensive facts. In debates, people often use stirring anecdotes that support their position while ignoring broader statistical evidence that might contradict it. This is why evaluating the validity of examples is so important in critical thinking. Even personal memories can mislead if we treat availability of experiences as representative of the big picture. You may recall multiple poor service encounters with a company and conclude their service is terrible overall, even if thousands of customers are satisfied. Or you might remember a few hostile encounters with people of a certain nationality and unreasonably stereotype the entire group. How to apply balanced reasoning. While availability can be a useful shortcut, relying too heavily on memorable examples at the expense of broader facts can lead to irrational decisions or false beliefs. By being aware of availability, we can catch ourselves when this heuristic might lead us astray. Here are some tips. Consider less vivid statistical evidence rather than just memorable examples. What do overall facts and data suggest about the topic? Evaluate the source and representativeness of examples. Anecdotes often capture outliers. Be aware of biases like media coverage that can skew availability. Don't rely on availability of past events when estimating future likelihood. For important decisions, take time to research thoroughly rather than defaulting to top-of-mind examples. Notice when others cherry-pick convenient examples and ask what the full data shows. With practice, we can balance easy availability with more rigorous reasoning to reach sounder conclusions. While useful in many everyday situations, relying solely on availability as evidence can lead to biased beliefs. By thinking critically about the examples we use, we can make smarter decisions and have more reasoned debates. Put it to work. Here are some ways to apply these tips about availability heuristic in practical situations. When weighing a major life decision, research statistics rather than just remembering examples to inform your choice. If you catch yourself stereotyping based on very limited experiences, actively seek out counterexamples. In an intense argument, ask opponents for stats and facts behind any anecdotes they use. When estimating risks, search overall fatality rates rather than relying on memorable news events. If you're frustrated by multiple bad service incidents, look up the company's customer satisfaction ratings to balance those examples. The takeaway. The availability heuristic can subtly bias our thinking, but being aware of its influence allows us to apply more balanced reasoning. Taking time to evaluate the validity of examples and including statistical evidence leads to better critical thinking on important issues. With practice, we can catch ourselves when easy availability might mislead and integrate this mental shortcut wisely rather than being over-reliant in forming opinions and making decisions. Part 6. Anchoring bias. Making sound decisions is a critical skill in both professional and personal life. However, our thinking can often be influenced by anchoring bias, the tendency to rely too heavily on the first piece of information presented. In decision-making, anchoring on initial values can lead to poor judgments. Understanding this cognitive shortcut and how to overcome it leads to better choices. What is anchoring bias? Anchoring bias occurs when we attach, or anchor, our thoughts to the first number or value we hear about something. This number provides a mental reference point that shapes our perception, influencing any subsequent judgments. Even arbitrary or irrational anchors can sway our opinions. For example, when estimating the value of a home, you may anchor to the listing price and adjust your assessment based on features. But research shows even implausible listing prices distort estimates, with higher anchors leading to higher valuations. The initial anchor value holds undue power over the thought process. How anchoring bias impacts decisions. Anchoring bias creeps in subtly during decision making. When weighing options, you may favor the choice presented first, simply because it came first. During negotiations, you might anchor to the other party's initial offer rather than objectively determining an appropriate counter. When forecasting, past events and figures often anchor predictions of the future. Even irrelevant anchors influence judgment. In studies, arbitrary numbers like participants' social security digits impacted estimates unrelated to those anchors. The effect remains significant even when anchors are implausible or participants are incentivized to avoid bias. This reveals just how unconscious and instinctive anchoring can be. Strategies to overcome anchoring bias. While anchoring is an innate tendency, consciously accounting for it will lead to sharper thinking. Consider these strategies to avoid anchor-induced poor judgment. When making decisions, list pros and cons before reviewing any initial values or proposals. This clears your mind of anchors. Actively adjust away from the anchor. Imagine how your assessment would differ if the anchor was lower or higher. Seek objective data points, research prices for similar items or past precedents, rather than relying on convenient anchors. Consider extremes. Ask how you would evaluate options if an anchor was absurdly high or low. Challenge assumptions. Question why the anchor was presented and if it reasonably relates to the decision. Being watchful for anchoring moments and mentally adjusting from the anchor takes practice, but it prevents distorted judgments. Put it to work. Anchoring bias influences decisions small and large. Here are examples of overcoming anchoring bias. When negotiating a salary, research typical pay for the role so you can counter objectively rather than anchoring to their offer. If buying a used car, research prices for similar mileage and models first. This establishes a realistic baseline unaffected by what the dealer starts with. When planning a project timeline, review actual timelines from past projects. This gives realistic targets not anchored in guesswork. In each case, establishing objective benchmarks independently allows you to see beyond arbitrary anchors. The takeaway: anchoring bias is a pervasive cognitive shortcut that can undermine sound reasoning. By identifying anchoring moments and proactively adjusting from the anchor, we can overcome this instinct and improve decisions. With vigilance, we can catch ourselves gravitating toward convenient anchors and expand our thinking to incorporate broader, more objective perspectives. Part 7. Halo Effect Bias. Overcoming the halo effect bias at work. The halo effect is a common cognitive bias that can negatively impact our critical thinking. When someone or something makes a strong positive first impression on us, we tend to view all their subsequent actions in an overly favorable light. This halo prevents us from objectively evaluating their strengths and weaknesses. Now we explore practical ways to recognize and overcome the halo effect in workplace situations. Understanding the halo effect. The term halo effect was coined by psychologist Edward Thorndike in 1920. He observed that when people form a strong, positive overall impression of someone, it shapes the way they see all that person's specific traits and actions. Even negative qualities get discounted or overlooked. Essentially, the halo effect causes us to make global evaluations based on limited data. Once we categorize someone as generally good or bad, we tend to interpret everything about them through that lens. For example, say your company hires a new manager named Sarah, who comes across as friendly, smart, and passionate in interviews. You may assume Sarah's proposals and decisions are brilliant as well, even if there are flaws in her logic. Her competence halo makes it harder to objectively assess her performance. On the other hand, if another new manager named Mark seems arrogant in early encounters, you might unfairly criticize his work and doubt his judgment because of his negative halo. Spotting the halo effect. Here are some scenarios where the halo effect commonly skews perceptions in the workplace. In performance reviews, the presence of a few strengths can overshadow weaknesses. In hiring decisions, impressive credentials or charm may outweigh our perception of substantive skills. When conducting leadership assessments, an admired leader may be perceived to only make good choices. In coworker relationships, early bonding could lead to rationalizing flaws in the other person. With company reputation, past achievements and recognition may blind us to important current issues. When a brand is highly trusted, that loyalty could prevent a clear-eyed critique. The key is noticing when we make assessments based on our overall impressions rather than objective analysis. For example, does a prospective hire's Ivy League pedigree stop you from probing their actual abilities? Are you letting a charismatic coworker's popularity influence how you evaluate their work output? Practicing critical thinking. Here are some tips to help reduce halo effect bias. Separate general impressions from specific evaluations. Don't let them bleed together. Actively look for weaknesses and negative evidence, not just strengths. Weight all criteria equally when assessing performance and making decisions. Solicit input from multiple objective observers not under the same halo. Imagine if the idea was instead presented by your rival. Would you be more critical? Review factors over time, not just your first impressions. People and situations evolve. Test your assessments against results and outcomes for validity. Be willing to change your mind and override the halo as new evidence warrants. With more awareness and some diligent critical thinking, we can counteract the halo effect's influence. Strive to evaluate people, ideas, and products as impartially as possible based on their complete merits. Don't let outstanding first impressions prevent clear-eyed analysis. Put it to work. Here are some ways to apply these strategies to reduce halo effect bias in your daily work life. In meetings, carefully consider if someone's charisma or authority is impacting your acceptance of their ideas. When collaborating on a project, give equal weight to insights from every team member. During performance reviews, use concrete metrics rather than intangible qualities. When interviewing, look for gaps between credentials and actual skills. For strategic decisions, play devil's advocate even with trusted advisors. When problems arise, ask if you overlooked warning signs because of a positive halo. By proactively managing halo effect tendencies, you can enhance critical thinking, improve decision-making, and build a more equitable, ethical, and just workplace. The takeaway. The halo effect causes us to let positive first impressions influence our evaluations, even when objective data should take priority. At work and in life, being aware of this bias and making an effort to think critically beyond the halo effect allows us to see people and situations more accurately. With practice, we can all become better at overlooking the halo to make sounder judgments unclouded by emotion or cognitive shortcuts. Sharpen your critical thinking by staying alert to halo effect tendencies in yourself and others. Part 8. Considering context. Critical thinking is an essential skill for success in work and life. Yet many of us struggle to think critically about issues and situations. A key reason is failing to consider context. When we use critical thinking without accounting for context, we miss key details. Our conclusions and decisions suffer as a result. Let's explore how considering context strengthens critical thinking. You'll learn why context matters, strategies to actively seek it, and tips to apply context at work and in daily life. With practice, you can hone your skills and make better decisions. Why context matters. Context provides the circumstances, background, and details relevant to a situation. Here are some examples of context. The office setting where a disagreement occurred between colleagues. The history of the business relationship with a difficult client. Cultural norms that shape how people communicate indirect feedback. Personal biases that influence how we judge someone's abilities. Without understanding context, we view issues in isolation. We rely entirely on the limited information in front of us. As a result, we miss key insights that could inform better solutions. Considering context allows us to think more broadly and spot connections, root causes, and long-term implications we would otherwise overlook. Our thinking becomes more thorough as a result. Here are some strategies to seek context. Actively seeking context should become second nature in your daily life. Here are strategies to help. Ask probing questions. Ask who, what, where, when, why, and how to uncover context. Talk to people with diverse perspectives. They will highlight factors you hadn't considered. Gather background intel. Research the history, culture, and trends relevant to the issue. Observe the environment. Notice subtle cues about unwritten rules and norms. Check your assumptions. Examine them for biases or lack of context. Imagine other roles or views. How would this look from another vantage point? Make it a habit to use these strategies before drawing conclusions or making decisions. Avoid relying solely on your own limited lens. Applying context at work. Consider context in these key work situations. During meetings, ask questions to clarify objectives, history, roles, and constraints. In projects, research the customer, users, business goals, and product background. While writing, tailor tone, examples, data to match audience and medium. When writing proposals, factor in team skills, political climate, and resources available. When interviewing for a new job, study the company culture and role ahead of time. Make context gathering your first task, not an afterthought. It leads to work products and decisions that align better with organizational needs and audience expectations. Applying context in life. Seeking context also strengthens your thinking as a friend, family member, and community member. In discussions, inquire about people's experiences and perspectives that shape their views. Before giving advice, consider aspects like someone's personality, cultural norms, and past to judge whether or how you might advise them. When reading news stories, research factors like history, laws, and norms to interpret news events. In the midst of disagreements, inquire about misunderstandings and each person's perspective. You'll communicate in more empathetic, persuasive ways when you make context part of your routine thinking habits. The takeaway. Failing to consider context is a major shortcoming in critical thinking. Without the insights context provides, our thinking narrows. We miss the mark in assessing situations and making optimal decisions. Fortunately, asking key questions and actively gathering information helps reveal the contextual factors at play. Making context a regular part of your critical thinking approach leads to conclusions and choices that better match the situation. With practice, consideration of context becomes second nature and an invaluable asset. Part 9. Generating alternatives for better decision-making. Making a decision can feel overwhelming. With countless options and potential outcomes, committing to a single choice seems challenging. However, developing alternatives is a critical thinking skill that can greatly improve decision-making. Exploring a range of possibilities allows you to make informed choices that yield the best results. Understand the decision context. Before generating alternatives, thoroughly understand the decision at hand. Get very clear on your desired outcome. Gather all relevant information. Know any limitations or constraints. Identify key stakeholders. Clarify the time frame. The more deeply you explore the context, the better equipped you'll be to develop meaningful options. Don't rush this step. Brainstorm possibilities. With a firm grasp on the situation, let your creativity flow. Brainstorm without judging or limiting ideas. Consider a wide range of alternatives that could potentially achieve your goals. Ask why questions to dig deeper. For example, if the goal is better customer satisfaction, brainstorm ways to understand customers, address complaints, or exceed expectations. Capture all ideas, even unconventional ones. You can refine later. Research and reflect. Carefully research the feasibility of each alternative. Seek data and input to weigh pros and cons. Reflect critically on how options align with desired outcomes, limitations, and values. Does an alternative seem realistic and in scope? Who might it impact and how? The goal is to thoroughly grasp the implications of every possibility. Put it to work. When facing an important decision, avoid jumping to conclusions. Keep exploring alternatives with an open mind. Discuss options with others for new perspectives. Weigh alternatives against goals and constraints. Choose what optimizes desired outcomes. Revisit and reevaluate if new information emerges. Be flexible. Implement the decision, then review results. Track what went well or poorly to inform future choices. The takeaway: rushing to judgment often leads to poor decisions and unintended consequences. Investing time in generating and evaluating alternatives helps you make the best choices. Although it takes more upfront effort, it reduces regret, enhances critical thinking, and leads to better results in work and life. We hope you have enjoyed this audiobook from the Leonardo Institute. For more concise, relevant, and actionable articles, magazines, and books, visit us at leonardo.institute.